Well, Chris, back into it. I suppose the international break, did it come at the wrong time, or did it come at the right time, or do you use it to your advantage?
I think you have to use anything that you can to your advantage. I think you can't look at it and think, oh, I wish we had a game straight away. I think, all right, nobody who's winning wants a break to come, but you have to use it to your advantage. And in that time, we've acquired some players who we could bed into how we do things around here.
I mean, obviously the transfer window shuts, made some acquisitions, but actually the players that didn't go, equally if not more important.
Yeah, we're very pleased that they stayed, you know, and I think that they've shown great attitude in training and great attitude in the games, so hopefully they can keep that up and you know, get themselves away in January, you know. And I don't mean that negatively. I just mean that if they're doing that well, that people want them, then obviously the team's doing well.
But you're pleased now that you can basically, the likes of Charlie Austin, so much speculation. He had to deal with all that whilst trying to play at the same time. Maybe offers coming in, thinking about where his career could lie. I mean, he showed great attitude during August, and he seems to have got a great approach going into the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I feel sorry for him, really, because I think anybody with that amount of attention is going to affect you, and especially people, you know, in his mid-20s, you know. I wouldn't have wanted to be in his shoes for what he was going through, but I'm really pleased with the way that he's handled it, and I'm really pleased with the way that, you know, he turned down a few offers. So, you know, that proves to everyone that it wasn't all about money. It was more about getting the right deal for himself. So I think that shows that he is, you know, a lover of football and his career, and he wants to do the best for himself and play for England in a major competition.
And then suddenly you come straight back into what, 3 games in 8 days?
Yeah, that's the league for you. I mean, fortunately, we do have an extensive squad at the moment of people available to play, which is good for us. I mean, gelling them all together at the moment is probably the hardest thing, because a lot of people talk about pre-season, you need a good pre-season, but, you know, we started our first game with only 4 people that did the whole pre-season, so it's not pre-season. I think in the future will become a farce for most clubs.
And going into a game against Nottingham Forest, a team that maybe have not had the sort of start that they would have wanted, and also lost a key player in the transfer window, whereas you're keeping the likes of Charlie, they lost a big player. How do you assess that tomorrow's game?
No, I mean, the fact that they've lost a player doesn't mean that they're going to come here with any weaknesses to mind. I mean, they're going to come and they're going to try and win the game, and we know that Forest is still a big club, and they've got a good manager, and we're expecting a very tough game tomorrow.
But I mean, the momentum that you've built up, does that get lost? How do you maintain that over an extended period without a game?
Well, you just have to remind the players of what they've done well, and see if they can just replicate that straight off the bounce, and make sure that we don't get complacent now, because, you know, once you start doing that, you know, you'll soon find that the other teams start overtaking you. So we've just got to make sure that the players stay professional and do what they need to do.
When we spoke before the start of the season, you said the first element is consolidation. Mm. What you also said to me, though, is that consolidation could come quite quickly. It doesn't have to be consolidation over 9 months. Mm. That consolidation can happen quickly. Have you reassessed where your targets are for this season after that start that you've made?
No, I think we still have to maintain the targets that we're looking at, and make sure that we consolidate and have some sustainability in years to come. I think we can't start taking our eye off the ball just after 3 wins. You know, we have to make sure whatever happens that come this time in March that we're in a very good position, and if we consolidate very quickly and we look like we can kick on, then we'll assess that at that time.
And as far as your squad is concerned, obviously transfer window shut, but at Championship level you can still look in the loan market, still look in the free market. Are there still 1 or 2 slots in your squad available?
I think you've always got to be looking at slots, and you've always got to be looking at long-term scenario, because we've loaned players. So I think that in the back rooms, Les and the scouts would always be looking for players that are going to be here long term in the future. I mean, the players that have come in on loan at the moment have done fantastic. So, you know, you never know, it could be them.
Yeah.
But the main thing is that you can't really sit back and just think, oh, we've won three games now, everything's going to be great. No, we have to make sure that we hit the targets that we've set, and that we get to them as quickly as possible. And that would then obviously give us the scope to plan for the future.